by listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avenue Drake speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. Brother Ralph Craig is opening the musical part of our service today, singing for us The Wonder of It All.
Once so aimlessly I wandered round the tangled paths of sin. All about me seemed so hopeless, doubts and fears without within. Then a voice so kind and gentle spoke sweet peace unto my soul. Gone my days of sin and wandering, since the Savior made me whole. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a brand new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. Now my life is full of gladness. All my days are filled with joy. I no longer walk in sadness. Happy songs my lips employ. For I found the wondrous secret only those in Christ may know. 'Tis the peace of sins forgiven, joy that makes the glad heart glow. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. I am living in his favor since the Savior saved my soul. No more searching for life's pleasures since I gave him full control. When my earthly life has ended and I'm laid beneath the sod, I'll see the wonder of all wonders, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The wonder of it all. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to deliver us from the sin and bondage that we were in. And we're so thankful that we have the opportunity today to share the same message with our precious congregation. We're trusting that wherever this broadcast service is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, and watching unto prayer, where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. We with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Our subject for today's broadcast, challenges for you or for young people. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Our text, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Usually, young people enjoy a challenge. Put before young people a challenge, and you have an incentive to move them. However, not every challenge is profitable to act upon. Solomon gives a challenge to the young people that I consider the most important of all. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. With all the evil that is going on in our nation and world today, one great challenge for young people is respecting authority. And I could add to that, becoming responsible. Reading the book of Proverbs, you will also see the challenge of gaining wisdom. Wisdom hath builded her house, Proverbs 9 and 1. Jesus gives us a parable of two people. One was wise and one was foolish. And in this parable, Jesus said, the wise man built his house on a rock. So young people, build your life on Jesus Christ, who is indeed the rock of ages. Now there are numbers of challenges that are facing our young people, and I'll only speak of just a few. First, the challenge of gaining experience. There are some things we cannot learn except through experience. Yes, there are some things that we must experience to be able to learn the lesson of them. Young people will have many diverse experiences in life. I encourage you to walk with God in all of them. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We do not need to learn everything by actual experience. We can learn by the experiences of others, some who have gone into sin and have turned to Christ can help you avoid the traps Satan got them in. We have another parable that I'd like to refer to that Jesus gave. This parable is of a farmer who had two sons, and his youngest son seemingly got tired of living on the farm. It was a drab, dry life, evidently, for him. And so he decided he would leave. So he asked his father for his inheritance. And the custom of those days was that the father was supposed to give the son that, and he would have the privilege in a few days of appealing that request. So the young man didn't wait very long until he left the farm and journeyed, and he went into a far country, and there he wasted all his substance on riotous living. You see, while the young man was at home, father was the one that took care of paying the bills. But whenever he left, he had the responsibility of paying his way. And while he had money to spend, he doubtless had friends. But unless you have some money coming in, it cannot keep going out and going out. Sooner or later, it'll run out. And that's what happened to this young man that we know as the prodigal son. His substance will run out. And he was in this strange land, and there he was, hungry, no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to feed himself with. And so finally, he went and hired himself out to a pig farmer. Now, we're talking about a Hebrew boy, and of course the swine were unclean animals to them. But this young man, having spent all of his substance and hungry and no place to live, he became so desperate that he was willing to hire himself out to this pig farmer. And while he was slopping the hogs, that's what we called it when I was a boy, feeding the hogs, he saw what he was feeding these swine, and he was so hungry, he looked at them, and he considered eating some of it himself. No, the Bible doesn't say that he did, but he was so desperate that he considered it. But while he was thinking, he thought of home. He thought of the bountiful supplies that he had at home, no want. Father took care of him and saw to it that he had everything that he stood in need of. And so he said to himself, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell my father, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and I have sinned against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just let me be one of your hired servants.'" And the young man carried out his determination. He did return home. And the father saw him coming a long way off, and he ran and met him, put his arms around him, and the son started to do what he said. He started to confess his wrong, but his father wouldn't listen to him. And he told his servants, "You go kill the fatted calf. Bring my son a best robe you can find. Put new shoes on his feet. The father forgave the son. Now that parable is talking about our Heavenly Father forgiving us when we go out into a life of sin and we come to ourselves and realize that we have made a very grievous mistake. And we return to Father and we ask His forgiveness. And the Father, our Heavenly Father, is so willing to forgive us of our trespasses. So this young man learned a bitter lesson, and he was in a position where he could tell some others what they should do and what they should not do. Solomon tried to find happiness in many things, but in the end concluded all was vanity. I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 1. Young people, do not listen to just anyone who might offer you counsel. No, don't just listen to anyone. Listen to the counsel of others who have gleaned from years of experience, those that can encourage you in things that are wise and profitable. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So we read in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5. The challenge of rejecting worldliness. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For the love of the world, if the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not. And John said, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away with the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So the challenge of rejecting worldliness is strong for our young people. Good, clean fun and happiness are an important part of youth. God wants our young people to enjoy their youth and remember Him while enjoying it. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in all thy days of youth. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes 11 and 9. Yes, God wants our young people to enjoy life, but remember Him while you are doing it, and do not do anything that's outside the will of God. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. It is a great challenge for young people to live in the world, but not be of the world. And Jesus said of His disciples, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So it is possible to live a life free from the love of the world. Although it is a great challenge, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John 15:19. And those are the words of the Lord Jesus. Be careful in regard to the friends that you choose, because the wrong kind of friends can persuade you to do the wrong kind of things. So be careful in regard to the friends that you choose. What is the world? Well, in a general way, I would say anything that would lead you away from the Lord is of the world. The challenge of growing spiritually is also a challenge for young people as well as for everyone else. In all your activities, do not make the mistake of neglecting your spiritual growth. The kingdom of God must come first, before all other activities. I repeat, the kingdom of God must come first, before all other activities. Develop good study of God's Word. Develop good study of God's Word, I say. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Don't forget your prayer life. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And I have said many times, if you do not pray, then you will faint. And we're not talking about fainting physically. We're talking about fainting spiritually. Keep yourself pure. Yes, keep yourself pure. The pure in heart shall see God. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Seek to grow into a mature Christian that you be able to fill your place in the body of Christ, and in the end, make heaven your eternal home. It matters not what else you do in life. If you miss heaven, you have been a complete failure in life. There are many challenges, young people, for you to face life in life. I have mentioned a few, but the greatest of all is obeying the gospel and becoming a Christian. It is wise and right to become a Christian and wrong not to. One who fears God, obeys Christ, keeps himself unspotted from the world, wins others, and diligently prepares himself for heaven in doing right. And one who does not prepare himself is not doing right. He is doing wrong. We all must give an account for the way we face the challenges of life. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trusting His grace and wisdom divine.
My path.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that our broadcast service has been a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Sometimes our skies are cloudy and dreary. Sometimes our hearts are burdened with care. But we may know whatever may befall us.
Deep.